time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. There used to be a program on TV called How It's Made. I love that program because I am fascinated with how things work. We take so much for granted when we get into our cars or trucks and drive around or pick up our phones, smart or stupid, and call anywhere we want. We get calls from Jamaica and Hawaii and from all over the United States and maybe India. All of these things were made from equipment by people who are so much smarter than I am. I watch assembly lines on TV where machines put together pickups and cars, and the attendants do very little. I also wonder how they design machines that wrap candy kisses, cough drops, both by the millions, then candy bars and other assorted items. Hydraulics are another fascinating subject. How can they take oil or even air and lift cars on grease slabs and jack up cars with flat tires, or to gain access to underneath the car to work on it, is amazing to me. Computers are another amazing subject. We use computers for Zoom meetings at church and doctor's visits and barbershop rehearsals in this time of pandemic. It is amazing to me all the other things that can be done on computers. All the people that dream this up are so smart, it is hard for me to comprehend what goes into these programs. Computers make our lives more interesting and complete or more complicated, depending on how you use the computer. Getting back to mechanics again, we take so much for granted when we get into our car and drive off. How does the engine work? Fuel goes into the carburetor or other system and explodes when a spark plug fires and drives the pistons down, which drives the transmission into gears that change ratios and make the car go faster. Who figured out transmissions? Again, someone a lot smarter than me put it all together, and we get in our cars and drive several blocks or several thousand miles, most of the time with no complications. The same thing goes on in our kitchens. Someone figured out how to make a refrigerator, doing away with ice boxes. And then we have microwaves, which were invented by someone doing something else. When my grandmother moved in with my parents, my mom bought a new microwave. Grandma said, "Why do we need one of those?" A few days later, she asked, "How did we ever get along without that microwave?" So we have all this stuff: cars, pickups, telephones, computers, microwaves, and refrigerators, all invented by people so much smarter than me and most of the rest of us that we take for granted. So as we use these things, be grateful and thank God or our higher power for all these things that make our lives easier. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.